for anybody out there going through tough times and you're hearing these goals and you want to become that person that you know that's inside of you, but you're just going through something tough right now. The line is, your adversity now will become your advantage later.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to this week's episode of Goals Do Come True with me, Doug Bennett. Today, I'm joined by Brett Eaton, another one of my friends from over the pond. Now, Brett is a life optimization coach and speaker, and he's got his Facebook page, Motivated by Brett, which you might want to look up, but we'll make sure that information is in the show notes. So, you know, if you gel with him, you get a feel for what he's talking about and you want to connect, that will be the first place for you to go. So, Brett, thanks for joining me today. Tell us a little bit about yourself and you know, how goal setting works in your life.
Doug, thank you so much for having me. Pleasure to be here. Yes, coming to you from the States. So I spent my background is I was about 15 years in the fitness industry. So everything from front desk at a gym to personal trainer to fitness manager to GM, I did basically everything and got to the point where, you know, everything looked good on paper. People thought I was happy. Friends thought I was happy. Everything was there. I just felt like there was more that I could be doing. And in a personal trainer's life, you want to make more. Well, you better be willing to work more. And I said, there's got to be another way. So ended up kind of branching off, starting a brand called Motivated by Brett. And it's a life coaching company. We do business coaching as well, motivational speaking. So it's kind of it entails a lot of things. Everything that kind of falls under that motivational umbrella. But I fell in love with the name of your podcast because everything comes back to goals. And I think oftentimes we sit here always thinking about what we want, what we want, what we want. But if we actually sat here and thought about the goals that we set maybe 2 years ago, 3 years ago, 5 years ago, we would surprise ourselves with how many of those things actually came true. So many times we are living the truth that we would have dreamed about years ago. So it just gives us a great perspective on how important goals are. But also, if you put it out there, you put it on paper, you go after it, you surprise yourself with what you're able to achieve.
Yeah, I like that. And that is the point. But you also have to have the goals so that you can have something that you can refer to.
Yes.
You know, if you haven't got them at all, then you know, I found in those days when I didn't have them, I just meandered.
Yes. A lot of people don't set quality goals. I think the only thing worse, I agree with you that that not having goals is not a good thing. But the only thing worse than not having a goal is setting a goal that doesn't actually mean anything to you. And what I find is a lot of people will set goals because they sound good at a dinner party or they sound good on social media, right? This is the year I'm going to get healthy. This is the year I'm going to stop eating that or this. This is the year I'm going to, you know, work more in my business or spend more time with my family. But what happens is if they don't attach a reason why that will significantly change their life or impact them, what happens is as soon as it gets hard, we stop pursuing that goal or we go back to the way that we used to do things. So having that strong why is the game changer for anybody who's like, well, I set goals and I just don't feel like I'm getting closer to them. I challenge you, why do you want that goal? And surprisingly, we end up taking a lot of goals off the table for a lot of my clients because they get to the point they realize, you know what? I don't even know why I want to achieve that. I don't even think that should be on my plate. Let me narrow my focus and go after just the goals that are extremely exciting to me and the ones I really want to pursue.
That's a good thing. I mean, my goal setting journey started way back 2004, and I wrote my goals down on a day by day basis. And the thing is that goals come in and then they go out. And the reason for writing them down on a day by day without referring to the ones that you might have done the day before is because there will be ones that come in and they're not that important. But you'll find after a period of really, really seriously important ones, they're like cream and they rise to the top.
Yes.
And so they'll be the first ones you write down. And that's the importance of it, I think. But I mean, you love goals. obviously. Yeah. I can sense your enthusiasm where it, you know, just reaches out and grabs me in that respect. Is it important to write them down, or are you a visualizer, or a bit of both?
Great question. And I think the answer is definitely write them down. And some people are more visual than they are writing them down. So for some people, like a dream board may work, right? Put a picture of the house that you want, a picture of the maybe fitness body that you want, whatever it may be. But you have to get them out of your head. If they're in your head, to me, they're only half alive. We haven't given them full life yet. But if you write them down, or better yet, tell somebody that is your goal. Now, you got to be very particular on who you tell, because a lot of people love to crush people's dreams and crush people's goals. So you got to make sure you got a safe space and people who are going to get excited for you. But as soon as you put them down on paper, to me, they have become fully alive. Now they can start to manifest themselves. They can start to come true, because subconsciously, similar to how you were just telling me before we hit record here, that you can write something down and now it's alive and you don't even have to look at it every day. But you can come back to it and all of a sudden you realize, wow, I wrote that down. I put that into the universe. I really wanted that. And surprisingly, you may look back 2 years, 3 years, 5 years ago and be like, man, I really wanted that. I put that down. I didn't even know I was chasing it as fast as I am. And now I have it. Now I'm here. My life actually turned into that goal that I set for myself. So I think it is extremely important to get it out of your head, put it down on paper, bring it to life.
Like it. Yeah, the man's preaching from my hymn sheet. So have you got any big, hairy, audacious goals, big, massive, massive things that, you know, you've worked on in the past or you're working on at the moment that you talked about having a podcast coming, you're looking for a co-host, but you might have got one just in case anybody's listening and they want to hand up. But yeah, I mean, you've moved recently, you said. So what's your big thing at the moment? What's exciting you?
Recently, my girlfriend and I just moved to San Diego. And I'm an East Coast kid, grew up in New Jersey, lived right outside of the Washington, D.C. area for a while. And that was one of our big goals. You know, one of my big goals was to live by water. And, you know, you write it down and sometimes you think, oh, maybe that's when I retire. Maybe that's when something happens. And obviously, with what's going on in the world over the last, you know, 2 years, is I started to say, hey, my work is completely virtual, and I'm lucky that my girlfriend's job is completely virtual as well. And I said, if I could live anywhere, what am I waiting for? What am I doing? Why not try it? You know, a year goes so fast, could end up anywhere in another year, but we ended up moving to San Diego. So that was one of my big goals that I'm actually living out right now. And I'm, you know, big smile on my face, sunshine outside. I'm like, hey, this is glorious. The podcast is definitely one that I've thought about for a while. A lot of people have told me I would do great doing that, but I never wanted to just start it because somebody else said it was good for me. I wanted to make sure the timing felt right. And I said, hey, if I'm going to do this, I'm going to commit to doing it and I'm going to do it well. And the third one is something that you're familiar with, is writing a book. I believe that everybody has a book upstairs in their head, and it's only certain people decide to put it down on paper and bring it to life. But that is something that I've been working on for years. And whenever the time is right to sit down and really start to water that thing and bring that to life, that'll be one of my big goals too.
Well, I just have to, you know, put in a little thing there. Georgia Kirk at Right Business Results helped me do mine. And it was just it was a breeze, just because we sat, we had conversations, just a bit like we're having here on Zoom. And her and her team just pulled it all together and made it great. I'm low follow through on stuff. It's like, you know, so I get ideas all of the time. Yeah. And this was a way to make it actually happen. So you're right. I think there's a lot of people. My son himself has written a book, and I'm just working his way through it. It's a fantasy novel, and I'm really, really excited for him because it's actually very good. You know, I was a little bit concerned, you know, it's been going for a little while, but there's a lot of words in there and it's very, very articulate. So I'm quite excited about that one. I mean, I'll be having a chat with Georgia and see what we can do with that. But yes, absolutely. You're right. Everybody does have a book inside them. So what's your book going to be about? Come on.
So I really think it's going to cover kind of a little bit of my journey, but also there's a couple different chapters that I've written so far. One of them is just the way winners think. And I believe that people who win do very specific things, and people who, you know, for lack of a better word, who lose often or feel like they can't get traction or they just can't get over the hump, they are also doing very specific things and they're doing them repeatedly. So that's kind of one of them. A lot of it has to do with there's no right time. I think we're trained to, hey, let's wait for the right time to do this. Let's wait for the right time to do this. There's never really a right time. There is only now. And there's only the time that you make for it. So if you continue to wait for the right time, oftentimes you'll be waiting your whole life and you'll look back and say, why didn't I do that then? Why didn't I do that then? We look at all the amazing things in our life and the timing probably wasn't right for most of them, but it just happened. We were thrown into it. We were forced to jump into the deep end and we brought something cool to life or something amazing happened. So for people who think the time is right. So it's that kind of stuff. I want to give people like a big dose of that motivation, but also some tangible steps that they say, hey, that book actually gave me 3 to 5 to 10 things that I can put into play right now, right here, today, tomorrow.
Yeah, that's the sort of thing I think people need. There's so much out there. The tricky thing is, you know, working your way through it. But whatever you want to try and achieve in life, somebody in one of my earlier podcasts said it, there's somebody that's done it already.
Yes.
So you can always learn from somebody. So, you know, you don't have to make all the mistakes on your own. Although sometimes it's worthwhile making mistakes because sometimes that's the only way you're going to learn. But that's a price that you need to pay on occasion in that respect. So great. Well, we'll hold you to account on this dream because it's only a dream until it has a deadline. Then it becomes a goal.
Absolutely right.
Okay.
Absolutely right.
So we'll come back to you. We'll keep you sort of held on to that one to get a deadline on it. And of course, the team at Right Business Results will be in touch anyway to see if there's anything they can do to accelerate the process. They accelerate the process. This is perfect pitch time. Okay. Yeah. So what are the sort of people that you help and how can they get hold of you?
Absolutely. So the program that I run for people is called the Better You Blueprint. And it's laid out in a specific way where people can just take their life to the next level. And what that means is we get everybody on a routine that works for them. A lot of people are in, you know, confused. Oh, I have a routine right now. Well, I always ask them, is it a routine or is it a rut? A lot of people get stuck in ruts that just don't move them forward. So they're kind of stuck a little bit, or they do the same poor habits that lead them down to the same poor results. So we get everybody on a great, great habits, specifically getting their morning routine down, having a morning routine that sets you up for a great day. We try to get everybody on some sort of fitness commitment. So I don't care what they do for fitness. I don't tell everybody exactly how to work out, but everybody's going to commit to a routine and more importantly, follow through with that routine, right? A lot of people say every Monday, oh, this is the week I get back in. Well, what's the difference between setting that and following through? Well, we make it a commitment. Commitments are different than, hey, I want to, or I'll try, or no. Commitments are non-negotiable. Commitments are written in stone. So that is a big thing that we teach in the program is about commitments and how commitments have to be non-negotiable. So the people that I love to work with are anybody who wants to get their life a couple steps ahead. You want to reach the next level? This is the program for you. You want to get out of a routine that is not working for you or build some good quality habits? This is for you. I mean, it's amazing. We've had people lose 20 pounds in the program, and the program is not all about fitness. But when people have a schedule that they own, meaning that they follow it and they actually have a schedule that they've created that works for them, and they start showing up to the things that they know they should be doing with their health and wellness, we've had people lose over 20 pounds and just because all of a sudden they're doing the things that they know they should be doing, but they're doing them consistently over the course of 90 days. We've had people leave their jobs and start side passions or start entrepreneur journey. We've had people find relationships just because they're showing up as a much better version of themselves. So it is a program that kind of entails a lot of different things. But most importantly, if you are coachable and you want more out of life, this program is going to be for you. So the reason I call it the Better You Blueprint, not the best, not the perfect you, but a better version of you is the people that I want to work with because that's what I'm pursuing. I'm always pursuing a slightly better version of myself. I always want to outdo what I did yesterday or the week before. So the people who relate to that and I'm speaking their language would love to have a chat with you.
And I have to say, he's definitely speaking the language, because I'm looking across here, across the water, at a lean, mean fighting machine. The man is you know, I shouldn't say it, but he's pretty buff, I have to say. when this gets to YouTube, you'll see what I'm talking about. What I love also is I'm looking at his walls, and there's like perseverance, success, hustle. There was a few others, but they're hidden there. And this is stuff he's got on his wall to remind him of what we're doing. And you touched on something there. You know, you help people with the side hustle. You know, I talk about it in my new book that's coming. It's very, very difficult to go from just straight into entrepreneur world. It's absolutely very, very scary to do that. So you know, if you've got a side hustle, invariably the side hustle is something that you absolutely love doing.
Yes.
Because you've got to earn. And so it's always there on the side. So I like that, you know, you've helped people turn their side hustle into the real thing and the real deal. And that's important, but that takes some setting up. So we all need coaching on that. But
yes,
the thing is, you do need to be doing what you love.
Yes. It's very difficult to wake up every day and be uninspired and expect yourself to perform at this high level. Right? People want to perform at the high level, but when we look at it from a foundational standpoint, they're not excited about waking up. They're not excited about what their day looks like. They're not excited about what they have to do for work. They're not excited about what they do for a big chunk of their time. So of course you don't want to wake up. Let's hit the snooze button. Let's go back to sleep. Let's sleep as long as possible. But that transition to start a side hustle for somebody is, you know, I don't believe that everybody has to just to go quit their job. I actually probably don't recommend that. But for people who start that side hustle, it's a great opportunity for you to say, okay, how passionate am I about this? How much income could it potentially make me? But some people never quit their job. They just keep doing stuff that makes them money or makes them, you know, that funds maybe travel or funds other hobbies that they have. And if they do the side hustle, that is the fulfilling passion for them. Not everybody does what they want to do for their full-time job. Some people do side hustle. Some people just do a job that they are okay with, because it fuels their travel, or it fuels their foundation, or it fuels where they can volunteer. So it's about finding that passion for you. Not everybody needs to be their own boss or their own entrepreneur. Some people are really good at working for other people. Some people are really good employees. And if you like what you do, do not feel like you have to pivot, but just make sure that what you do, you're inspired to wake up every day. And if you're inspired to wake up every day, believe it or not, it's easier to be fit. It's easier to have a smile on your face. It's easier to show up with great energy. So that is kind of the foundation. The secret sauce is like, are you excited for your life?
Wow. That was energized.
It's gotta be.
Yeah. And that's the way we've all got to be. And I could almost run down the gym now. I'm not going to, because as I shared with Brett earlier, it's one of my colleagues. He's been with me a year, so we've got a beer on the go, which I'm going to finish off after I've finished with Brett. Not that I'm going to cut the thing short just for that, because I'm not an alcoholic or anything like that. But okay, so no, that's good stuff. And by the way, everybody, I do go to the gym, and I have got a personal trainer. So you know,
it's excellent.
Only because there's an outside chance there might be other trainers listening, and they, you know, want me to. You know, I'm already on my way. I'm working on it. I'm working on it. I'm not as lean and mean as you are, Brett. But hey, you know, that's something to aspire to. And normally at this point, we'd ask you, right? So we had some good stuff there. What is a Brett nugget? Something that is like the whole world needs to know.
So something that I say often, and something that I've basically lived my life by since I was about 16, is a line that I created that has just gotten me through a lot of tough times. And for anybody out there going through tough times, and you're hearing these goals and you want to become that person that you know that's inside of you, but you're just going through something tough right now, the line is, your adversity now will become your advantage later. And I truly believe that the adversity that people are going through and the adversity that you get in your life, it gives you a perspective that makes you different and makes you unique. I guarantee that there is something, some piece of adversity that you have gone through, everybody listening has gone through, that gives them a perspective that makes them different than everybody else. Somebody may be the same age as you, they may be the same gender, maybe they grew up in the same place, but they have not lived the exact same life you have because of the adversity. And I always look back, it's hard, really hard in the moment, Doug, but when you look back at the adversity that you were faced with, it makes you a different person. And because of that, I feel that the biggest advantages that I have over other people are because of the adversity that I was forced to go through or that I've been through. In business, in fitness, in life, in happiness, all of those things that, you know, somebody may look from the outside and be like, oh, well, it's so great, or it's easy for, well, we could say that about anybody that we pass on the street. Oh, well, they have this, so it must be easy for them. Most of the time, they went through a lot of adversity. And if you can think of it where the adversity that you may be going through now, or maybe you've been through, is giving you an advantage all of a sudden to change your perspective. All of a sudden, when I face a challenge, I say, okay, good. All right. I don't like that I'm going through this challenge, but I know that I'm going to learn something from this. I know that I'm going to get an advantage to this. And guess what? This is going to give me a new weapon in my holster. And I can't wait to see what that becomes.
There we go. That is absolute mint, as they say. Perfect, perfect, perfect. Good stuff. Brett, thank you very much. Anything else that you want to share? Because that was awesome. Okay. Is there anything else I can tease out of you just before we call this a day?
Oh, man. Doug, I can do this for 2 hours. So, I mean, I don't know how many more beers you got over there, but we could keep this rolling. But I want to respect your time. But yeah, that's basically it. Is just, you know, I want people to understand that they put the ceiling on their potential. And everybody out there has so much inside of them. But you got to surround yourself with people who think that way. You got to surround yourself with people who are not shooting your goals down, but instead fueling them, right? Be around people that also have big, audacious goals. Be around people who think differently. Be around people who want more out of life, because we only get one ride. So we got to make sure that we take the most advantage of it. So just make sure that you are surrounding yourself with people who are fueling you up, challenging you in a good way, but challenging you to tap into that potential and take your life to the next level.
There we go. Absolute perfect, perfect place to call it a day here in the UK. And your day's probably just about starting. But
we're
anyway,
just getting started here.
Just, yep, getting started over there. Brett, thank you very much for those lessons there. There's some peachy stuff. I love it. Thank you very much.
I appreciate it.
Thank you for spending some time with me today. We will stay in touch, catch up soon. All your stuff will be in the show notes. And we'll make sure that anybody wants to get in touch with you, they will be able to. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Doug. I appreciate you, buddy.
Thanks for listening. Don't forget to review and subscribe on Apple, Google, or Spotify. I'd love to hear about your goals. You can share them with me at dougbennett.co.uk.